Boston Pizza, and then there's Tucker's, and then there's Canyon Creek and Jack Astor's. And I went in, and I'm going to be having dinner with Bishop Bob Taki, that many of you know, that does Deliverance. And so Bob and I are buddies, and we have breakfast and dinner every so often just to touch base and stay buddies. And didn't make a reservation. Walk in at 6:30, and it is packed. There is a wait for tables. However, one of the receptionists goes to our central campus and knows me. And she says, this is really, I'm sorry, but, you know, like, we're full and, you know, da-da-da-da. And I said, that's all right. And then, so she seated me in a bar area, like just temporarily in the bar area while we're waiting for something to happen. And then about a minute later, she comes to me and she says, I told the manager who you are that you're on the VIP list. And so they took away someone's reservation and gave it to Bob and I because we're on the VIP list. And she didn't tell the manager, there's a new man, this is a new manager that I've met, but he didn't know who I was. Who is that man? Why is he on the VIP list? And so the reason that Sandra and I are on the VIP list is one of the managers, we interpret her dreams for her. And because we're able to hear from the Holy Spirit and help this gal, her way to thank us is put us on this list, which gets us a table and bumps someone else, which is very nice. I'm very grateful for that. And gives us coupons for coming back and all this kind of stuff. So I almost make money going to eat there with the coupons. So anyways, that was really good. But Tuesday morning, something really amazing happened just back in here by the Kids Ark area. We had a film company contact us. They're from Halifax, and they have been hired by Vision TV to do a 6-part series on miracles. And they were wanting to investigate miracles and had heard about our church and Gold Teeth. And so they had written to us to say, is anyone available on Tuesday? Because they're coming back from Kingston, Ontario, visiting, doing an interview there with a lady that investigates miracles for the Catholic Church. And she has 1,400 documented with doctor's reports miracles that have been taking place in the Catholic Church in Canada. And so anyways, there were us, and then they were flying Tuesday afternoon down to Florida to visit someone else. So it's prearranged, and it's Steve Long that's going to be doing that. And so, you know, the makeup's all on, and they get the lights and all those kind of things. And so I'm facing the corner. The cameras are looking here. And so we've had the stage just like that, that sort of color, and at the stage in the background. And they start with Gold Teeth, and now it's, can you tell us other miracles? And I say, well, what topic would you like for a miracle? And they say, well, like, do you have many topics? Like, you just pick a topic, and we'll go. So it's an hour of stories. It's supposed to be like 20 minutes. And it's an hour of, tell us another one, tell us another story, tell us another story. So at the end of the hour interview, and great stories, then the producer says, okay, we need to hurry to get to the airport. And the camera guy goes, no, one of the things we need to do first is we want to have the pastor take us to the front and show us where the miracles take place. And it's like, okay, so they're going to do a little tour kind of thing. And then they wanted to go into the house of prayer, the chapel room behind. So while they're taking down the lights and all those kind of things and getting ready for the tour, I have a word from the Lord. And that is, you've just been talking about miracles. And I said, is anyone here need a miracle? Like, and there's 6 of them. And one girl who's been doing nothing. You got the producer, you've got the 2 camera guys, you got a lighting person, you got a makeup person, you got all these different kind of people. And one person just sitting there doing nothing. I haven't seen her do anything. And she puts up her hand and she says, the reason I'm here is because I'm on a disability. I was in a car accident and I have neck problems, and I can't remember what. She just told me all the different things. I can't move my neck. And it was like, perfect. So I walk over, and unbeknownst to me, the camera guys are, you know, they're getting the cameras rolling again. I didn't realize that the cameras were rolling because I'm just ministering to this girl. What's the problem? I give her a quick little talk about Jesus. It turned out she is a follower of Jesus. But usually before I pray for someone, I just say something from the Word of God, because the Word is truth, just to let them know that good things can happen. Prayed for her maybe 30 seconds, asked her to check her neck, and she's moving her neck like this, and she's going, I have not been able to do this since the accident. She says, it's very stiff, but I have no pain. That's like, great. So I sort of look around, and now I realize cameras are rolling. So it's like, okay, we're going to make this good. No, she hasn't started crying yet. Sandra, you're preempting my story. So then it's like, well, let's pray for the stiffness to go, because if God took away the pain, he can take away the stiffness, that kind of thing. So maybe 10 seconds into the prayer, I'm about to say, can you check again? And just tears, like not just kind of tears, like we're talking wailing tears, like just crying, sobbing. And I don't have to ask the question, are you healed? Like, it's obvious that that's happened. And so finally, when she sort of composes herself, it's like, well, what were you feeling? And she goes, it was this, like, God's love just hit me, and he spoke to me, and he took away the pain, just, and it was just, I felt it. And she's just, it's amazing. Well, I'm on a roll. Not I'm on a roll, but the Holy Spirit's on a roll with me, kind of thing. So now I say, is there anyone else? Well, it turns out that the lady who's the host of the TV program that's been interviewing me for an hour, who also tells me quietly that she's a follower of Jesus. So I don't know if the rest of the crew were. I don't know. They didn't say anything. But she says, I've had throat problems for years, haven't been able to swallow properly. And so I said, can I pray for you? Cameras were rolling again. So I put my hand underneath her chin, on her throat. And right away, I can see her eyelashes starting to flutter. And it's like, and I said, do you know that the Holy Spirit's with you right away? Plop. And I turn around, and here both girls are just sobbing in each other's arms. It was just an amazing, amazing thing. The producer's going, we have to get to the airport. We have to get to the airport. But we did come up to the front and showed them how things work. We went into the house of prayer, and the poor girl's almost overwhelmed again in the house of prayer, just feeling the glory of God and all those kind of things. I love miracles. I love when God does those kind of things. I want to encourage you, like when people, one of my things that I do now when I am connecting with people, I don't know if I've heard you tell this or heard me say this before, but if I go into a restaurant, if I'm in a public area, and somehow we just have a conversation, and I say, by the way, God uses me to do miracles, I'd be happy to do that free of charge for you. And the fact that I say free of charge, it intimates, is that the right word? It implies, infers, that maybe I do this for a living. And because of my connection with this waiter, waitress, whoever it is, that they're going to get some, you know, it's going to happen for them. And, oh, well, thank you. And it's amazing how many people are healed because they have a expectancy that God's going to do that. I love that kind of stuff. I love the fact that I get deals at restaurants now because miracles take place. It's really cool. Love that kind of stuff. There's some restaurants where we haven't prayed for miracles at the CN Tower yet, have we? We need to do that. The head waiter is part of our church, by the way. So if you need a deal at the CN Tower, come and talk to me. I think I've told you about the Mr. Greek restaurant just around the corner in Carlingview by the Marriott. Sandra's saying, move on. Last story. So three Sundays ago, we went in there as a family to Mr. Greek. I don't get to eat with my family. The owner's over. New coffee. Make new coffee. Don't serve new coffee. Get new coffee. And it's just like the waiters are coming up talking to me about personal things. It was amazing, other than I didn't get to spend Sunday lunch with my family. Just because of they've all had miracles that God has done. I love that kind of stuff. Can I encourage you to make healing your hobby? Make the supernatural your hobby. If you're good at the prophetic, start doing it. If you're good at dream interpretation, start doing it. By the way, if you're connecting with Muslims, the first thing in your conversation, once you start going past hello and how are you and things like that, is to say to them, are you having any dreams that you don't understand? Because Muslims are having dreams all over the world about Jesus. And if you ask them, are they having dreams, and they open up and start telling you dreams, whatever their dream is, here's the answer. Here's what you say. Oh, that's God. Jesus is trying to talk to you. Doesn't matter what it is. That's your answer. Jesus is trying to talk to you. And then you tell you get in. I did that in China a few years ago with a communist member of the, I had a what would you call it? The State Department translator was assigned to me for a meeting that I didn't even... I'm underground visiting pastors and churches, and somehow I'm seated with one of the government leaders who's in charge of all of the physical and emotional and mentally handicapped people in his province, which is a province right underneath Mongolia. It's a large province right on the... is it the Gobi Desert? What's the desert? Gobi? Right in that area there. And somehow he thinks that I'm a philanthropist. He's been told by one of our people, I'm a philanthropist. And so now they're making presentations to me as if I have money to give away. And I don't know what's happening. And I look at the Chinese pastor, and I said, who did you tell them I was? And he can't say a pastor. So he says, I told them you're a philanthropist. And it's like, oh, great. So now and they've got a State Department translator to translate, but it just turns out that the gentleman that's making the presentation does speak English, and so he's speaking English to me. And anyways, so the translator, now it's wining and dining for lunch. And so they're taking us to this really amazing restaurant, and the translator is with me in the car. I'm important enough that it's just me in the back seat of the car being driven. And as soon as the door is closed, he turns around and he said, the driver doesn't speak English. Are you a prophet? That's his first words to me. Are you a prophet? And I said, yes, I am. I'm not, sort of. Whenever you get those questions, it's yes. Are you a dream interpreter? Yes. Are you a healer? Yes. Do you know Jesus' middle name? Yes. It's like, do you know John the Baptist's middle name? The. It's a bad joke. It's like Smokey the Bear. He says, are you a prophet? And I said, yeah. And he goes, I'm having these dreams. And this is a communist Muslim Chinese gentleman. And he goes and tells me his dreams. And I said, you know what? God's talking to you. Do you know what his response was? I thought so. And I had him write the dreams and send them to me on email. And I had Sarah Jackson, who heads up our dream team, or dream interpretation team, and she's sending, and so he's been writing to her consistently with his dreams. And I said to him in the car, I said, by the way, do you have any friends that are Christians? Yes. I said, well, your Christian friends will be able to help you with any of these. Really? I didn't know that. Yeah. It's like, yes. Anyways, all that to say, we're going to pray for those of you who have sickness and pain. Those of you that had words earlier, can you come on up here, those of you in the prayer team? I'm just going to get the list. Here's the list. So, Evelyn, do you want to start with what you were feeling?
Yes, I was feeling that somebody was having pain in their feet, in the arches of their feet. And it was at least very uncomfortable sometimes for walking.
Okay. Anything else?
And people that may have been diagnosed or being treated by a psychiatrist for schizophrenia.
Okay.
I just saw the Lord like healing mood disorders and things like that.
Good. After we read out the list, we'll have any of you that's you, we'll have you respond.
Someone with a heart condition, the Lord wants to heal, and someone with depression/despair.
Okay. Were you the toenail as well?
No.
No? Okay. So here's some other ones on the list that we had. Osteoporosis, back spasms, stigmatisms, sores inside your mouth. Heart condition was mentioned. Ingrown toenails with an infection. So if any of those things that you are battling, can I get you to stand up, folks, if that's you? Any of those things are you? Very, very good. Not good that you've got these things, but good that the Lord's aware. Okay, church, let's just move around and find one of these people. Can you do that? Just get out of your chair. Four or five of you gang up on a person. Put your hand up, those of you that stood up for these things, so we know who to go to. So find someone with their hand up. Go to them. Don't do anything yet. There's some people at the back as well that we need to head to. So some of you just walk further back. As soon as one or two people are with you, put your hand down. As soon as a couple people are with you. So we have a gentleman over here. We have a gentleman, a couple people, a couple guys at the back. Kevin at the soundboard needs someone to go to him. Lady with red hair. Was it red hair? No, red hat at the back. Are we looked after on this side? Okay, there's still a gentleman back here. Kevin, is someone with you? Good, all right. Everyone covered? Here's what I'd like you to do. Those of you who put your hand up, could you tell the persons with you which one of the things on that list is you? Just say, I'm the one with the osteoporosis. I have the back pain. I have the sores inside my mouth. Whatever the different thing is. Now, those of you that are with this person, if it is appropriate, and get their permission, if it's appropriate for you to touch that part of their body, then, and if they say yes, then do that. Otherwise, just hold their hand. And I would like you to just expect for them that God's going to do a miracle. Can you do that? So let's pray for our friends right now. Holy Spirit, would you come? Father, we're asking for miracles and healing to take place right here, right now. Father, we thank you that the anointing of the Holy Spirit has nothing really to do with us. It's all about God in the person of the Holy Spirit coming and meeting his people. If you remember Jesus, in his first recorded public sermon, he picks up the scriptures, turns to the book of Isaiah, and he misquotes a famous passage. The passage is, "The Spirit of the Lord is on me, and he has anointed me to do a number of different things." And Jesus misquoted that passage. If you read the Isaiah passage, Isaiah 61, you will see that Jesus added to the text. And what Jesus purposely added was opening the eyes of the blind. The other things are about poor. The other things are about addictions. The other things are about hope. The other things are about favor. But Jesus clearly says that even the eyes of the blind can be healed because of the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Why would Jesus add eyes of the blind? Here's my theory. That was the biggest disease that had never been healed in the history of the planet. There's no stories in the Old Testament of people being healed of blindness. No stories. And so for Jesus to say the eyes of the blind can be healed, people were going, that can't happen. And Jesus says, yes, it can. And he demonstrated that, didn't he? By simple little things, by spitting in someone's eyes, and they were healed. Putting mud on their eyes. And one man, he just touched his eyes. And that man he prayed for twice because the first time it was blurry. And Father, we just recognize that the anointing of the Holy Spirit is able to heal. Able to heal. And Daddy, would you come for each person that we're ministering to right now? Come and fix their body. Heart disease. Osteoporosis. Let me just get the list again. Back spasms. Stigmatisms. People who have sores in their throats. Heart conditions. Arches on people's feet that are causing pain. Schizophrenia. Depression. Despair. Ingrown toenails that are infected. Father, we're asking for these things, that the Holy Spirit right now would come. Right now would come. May the love of God invade your body. May the love of God invade your body. We speak peace to your body in Jesus' name. Every discomfort goes. We speak order and balance into your bodies in the name of Jesus. Order and balance into your body. We speak to other things that maybe you have tonight, maybe other folks have tonight, of problems in people's blood. We speak order and balance to your blood. Any of your organs, for any of you that are here today, that you're having problems in your organs, we speak clarity and cleansing to organs. Father, we're asking for skin problems, rashes, itchiness, and those kind of things. We say no, no, no in Jesus' name. Father, we're asking for anyone who has cancers, anyone who has tumors, anyone who has lumps and bumps and those kind of things. We speak to bruises. We speak to your bones in the name of Jesus and say peace. Every muscle that's been bruised in some way, tendons. We speak to those body parts. Father, every single area in people's bodies that needs a miracle, Daddy, would you come? Would you come, Father? Holy Spirit, come. Holy Spirit, come. Now, here's what I'd like you to do. Those of you that are ministering, could you just ask your friend and say, would you know, has anything changed? Would you know if something's changed? What are you feeling? Are you feeling the closeness of God? Just get a quick little report from your buddy. They may not know if they've been healed. It may mean that they have to take a blood test. It may mean they have to take an x-ray. But some people may feel that things have happened already. You may feel peace that's just come into your spirit. You may have had pain disappear. So tell your friends if something's happened. Alrighty, can I just grab people's attention real quick while you're still praying? If you feel that you are a little bit better or a lot better or something's happened and we've just been praying for you, can I get you to put your hand up so we can see where you are? If you feel something's happened just as we've been praying. Okay, one, two. Others at the back, three, good. Over here, four, great. I see a hand over here, good. Excellent. Okay, in your groups, one more thing. Could you look at me? If we didn't call out what you have and you would like prayer for a physical thing, can I get you to put your hand up? If we didn't call your thing out, okay, let's find these people now. So just move around again. Stay in your groups if you can and find someone else. So there's a lady over here. There's a gentleman over here. Scott's back here by the post. Keep your hand up until some people come to you. And if there's someone right in your little group that we didn't pray for, let's do that. Ask them as well. There's a gentleman right over here we need some folks to go to. Great. There's a lady back here just by the camera. So if there's some folks want to go back here for this lady. Great. For those of you at home, I'm sorry we haven't focused on you in terms of the healing. Father, I'm asked, one of those of you at home, just put your hand wherever you need that miracle. Let's pray for our friends. Father, we're asking that the Holy Spirit would invade every home where people are. And if you're watching on a smartphone or an iPad at an office or laptop somewhere, Father, we're asking for the Holy Spirit to come for every person in every home. Doesn't matter what time zone they're in. Doesn't matter whether they're watching this meeting live or recorded. Father, would you come and do miracles? Father, I thank you so much that you love to come. You love to minister to people. And Daddy, one of the reasons why you heal people is because you don't like them being sick. Father, we prayed already tonight for people like Bill Raycroft and a number of us of other family members and friends that need miracles. And Daddy, these people that are watching right now at home, they need a miracle. Daddy, heal their bodies. Come and do spectacular things. Those that are in this room, Daddy, we're asking for the anointing of the Holy Spirit to come into their bodies, the healing power of God into their bodies, change to begin to happen. Change to begin to happen. Good things to happen because of God's presence, because of God's grace. Father, come. Father, come. We welcome you here, Lord Jesus. We welcome you, Daddy, to come. Minister to your people. Heal your people. Come, Lord Jesus. Come, Lord Jesus. Okay, check with your friend again. Ask them how they're doing. Has the pain gone up? Is the pain worse? Is the pain less? Can they have better mobility? How's their skin? What are they feeling? And just do a quick check. Okay, let's do a show of hands again. How many of you from the first prayers or the second prayers are feeling a little bit better, feel that God's done something in your body tonight as we've been praying? Hands up. Where are you? Good. Kevin back there again. Good. See your hands there. Got a couple new hands. Great. Can I have like four of you that put your hand up? Or the forced hand over there. That lady over there that her hand was forced up. This one right here. Yep, that one, the one that was forced up. Come on up to the front. Let's have like four of you. Kevin, come on up to the front. If you feel that God's done something tonight, just jump up here real quick and we'll just have a 30-second quick little testimony. So what happened?
I had sores in my mouth because I have implants and it wasn't healing. And lady just prayed for me and the pain's gone. I think it's getting better.
Pain's gone.
Wow. Yes.
Isn't that amazing? I've had sores in my mouth and it can be really irritating, really hard. So Father, we're asking that these sores never come back. Never come back. In Jesus' name. Do you want to just stick with her in? Kevin, what happened with you? This is our sound guy, Kevin.
I've had pain in my back since November. Okay. And I just feel like I'm in an oven and my back is just like cooking.
Okay. Can you bend better?
Yeah, and it there's no pain at all right now.
No pain at all.
Yeah.
Amazing. Who's praying for Kevin? Hey! Although they're professionals, that makes sense. Good. What happened with you? I saw was it your husband or your friend was forcing your hands up?
My son.
Your son, okay.
I'm very happy because I don't have pain here.
In your shoulders?
In my shoulder. Before it happened, because I had a lot of stress, because my son, he prayed for me tonight. He is still coming around 6 weeks ago, every Friday.
Yep.
He told me, Ma, I got to come to the church. And I prayed to my God for a long time for he coming to the church.
Yep.
And I'm very happy. Now I don't feel pain.
And now he's bringing you to the church.
But I come here Sunday. But yes. I go to another church. My brother-in-law is a pastor.
Okay.
I went to the church Wednesday night,
okay.
Saturday and Sunday. But my son comes every Sunday here for my two kids. And my shoulder is very good. I'm very happy because my son prayed for me. and I had in my Bible. My Bible has maybe 25 years, my Bible. And my son showed me tonight what he reads this week. And I'm very happy for that. And I say, I don't feel nothing. My son asked me, why you feel pain? I don't feel pain. I'm very happy.
It's all gone.
Tonight.
Amen.
In Jesus.
Well, Father, we're asking that it never comes back. Never comes back in Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. She's still saying I'm very happy. It's good, isn't it, when God shows up? Oh, thank you, Jesus. More of your Holy Spirit. More of your Holy Spirit. Come. Come. Oh, well, we're going to get ready to pray for everyone who would like to receive more of the Holy Spirit in just a moment. So you can sit down. I have two special announcements to make tonight that you are hearing for the very first time. And we've hinted on one of these. And that is that we're really, really excited to let you know that we are going to be starting a church in Halifax, probably in September. And we are starting to do monthly meetings starting in April. And Sandra and I are going to be doing a driving tour. We're going to be in Moncton on a Tuesday, Charlottetown on a Wednesday, Antigonish on a Thursday. And Friday, Saturday, we're going to be doing a conference in Halifax. And then on the Sunday, we're going to have our very first of once-a-month meetings for people in the Halifax area. The two ladies that I was telling you about from the TV show, both live in Halifax, both looking for churches, and said, when I told them we're getting ready to start a church there, it's like, we're coming. And it's like, got two people already. So we're really excited. So if any of you have family and friends in Halifax, very quickly, on our website, you're going to see some contact information. We have three couples that are going to give their, be leading that that church. Amazing, amazing people, already in itinerant kind of ministries. And so, we're going to have a great church in Halifax. I just know that. So, any of you that are heading down to the Maritimes, it's going to be great. And the other thing to let you know is that on March 23, a Friday night, March 23, 1 month from now, we are having a modern-day hero that's going to be at our church. There is a member of parliament, a Christian lady from Winnipeg named Joy Smith. Joy would be in her 60s, mid-60s would be my guess. and she is in the history books in Canada. There have only been 15 private members' bills that have changed the Criminal Code of Canada, and she is the 15th. She's the last person to bring a private members' bill into Parliament and had a 100% vote for her bill. Joy is one of the leading people that is attacking the human trafficking, and primarily of girls being kidnapped from Canada, especially Montreal. Montreal girls are being kidnapped and taken into the sex trade around the world. Girls are also being brought into Toronto, especially Ukrainian girls, girls from Moldova, Russia. Sadly, Toronto, North York especially, is a big center for kidnapped sex trade girls being brought into Canada. And Joy proposed a law that it used to be that you could kidnap a girl, bring her to Canada, have her do sexual favors for 12 men a day for 3 years straight, and all they would get would be a maximum of 2 years for that crime. 2 years. And so she made the passed a bill that it's a minimum of 5 and a maximum of, I can't remember what the maximum is. She also has a new bill that is in Parliament right now. Every time there's a new bill being proposed, and she's looking to toughen it up again. And the government, I don't know how it goes about where they name the law or give a number to the law, and the number is 310, Bill C-310, Canada 310. And guess what her office number is? 310. We walked into her office last Tuesday, John Arnott, Carol Arnott, myself, and she's one of the members of Parliament that we're getting ready to visit. We walk into her office, and you see her right in front when you go in is a desk, and there's a young man there, and we walk in, and he goes, "Steve, Pastor John, Pastor Carol, what are you guys doing here?" It's like, well, we're meeting with Joy Smith at 10 o'clock, and he goes, "This is amazing. This is a young man that has come to every Fresh Wind," he said, "for like 15 years. He was at our Heavy Rain conference." He goes, "Steve, your talk that you gave the first night of Heavy Rain, it was amazing. Thank you." And it's like, who are you? So his name's Corey. He goes to one of our church plants in Orangeville Christian Fellowship with Steve Cummings. Then he says, "Do you know this guy?" And I think his name is Brandon. And it's like, look over and it's going, "I know you. He's one of the young adults from our young adult campus in Newmarket." And it's like, "What are you doing here?" And he goes, "Well, I'm working for Joy Smith." And it's like, oh my goodness. Like, two of the guys that connect with our ministry are working with this lady, helping her to be a champion to stop human trafficking in Canada. So Joy is going to be with us on March 23 for our special speaker, and is going to be talking about human trafficking and all those kind of things. How many of you were here when we had the movie Nefarious last year? Do you remember that sad but redemptive movie about the sex trade? And what did it say? Was it 3 million girls are sex slaves right now? There's more people who are in slavery in the world today than any other time in the history of the world. And even girls in North America are being sold by their parents into the sex business. Even in North America. And usually it's because of poverty, it's because of, you know, just devastating things that are taking place. And so I just want to encourage you to be here on the 23rd of March and to meet this lady. You've heard of William Wilberforce, who ended slavery in England. Well, this is one of those kind of ladies for Canada. And she will go down in history as being the pusher of tackling this issue. So I really want to encourage you. She's a delightful lady. She is so much like Carol Arnott. If you like Carol Arnott, you will love Joy Smith. So just an amazing, amazing lady. So anyways, just want to let you know that's coming up. Good. If you'd like prayer for more of the Holy Spirit tonight, that is one of the things we do every Friday night, or almost every Friday night. And where we do it is underneath the flags. And so there are three green lines over there. And if you'd like someone to pray for you tonight, just for more of the Holy Spirit, or maybe there's another personal prayer request that you have, if you'd like someone to pray for you tonight, to put their hand on their shoulder, on your shoulder, and say, "Come, Holy Spirit," we're going to welcome you to head there. Can I get all of the people on the ministry team to come up to the front? And we need about a dozen men or ladies to be catchers. And all you need to do to be a catcher is strong enough that if someone is falling and needs, like they're maybe falling down, that you're able to gently escort them to the floor rather than a bump. So if you'd like to be a catcher, come on up and find one of our prayer team and just match up. The prayer team will just quickly tell you what to do if you don't know what to do. You will be praying.